Please listen carefully.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's start off with you giving us a little bit of a background about yourself and maybe just kind of what led you into becoming a chiropractor.
Okay, awesome. So I'm Dr. Stephanie Wigner, the owner of Circle of Life Chiropractic. We are a prenatal and pediatric practice at the Jersey Shore. We're located in Avon-by-the-Sea and Point Pleasant. And I originally became a chiropractor because I saw my grandfather had become ill, and we took him to a chiropractor, a PT, and a nutritionist to kind of give him the best possible life he would have. He was predicted to only live 2 weeks, and so we really wanted to give it a good effort in helping his health, and so we tried all of that, and he completely recovered and went on to live an additional 9 years.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, so that was my first introduction with holistic health, and that's when I decided, like, you know, there might be something to this.
So who knew, like, who was the influence in that situation to say, you know, screw the traditional medicine and, like, we're going to find grandpa a doctor or...
Yeah, it was actually my mom. So growing up, my mom, looking back now, knowing what I know, she was definitely more hippie-ish than I realized growing up. She always, you know, if my sister or I became ill, she was like, drink some water and go to bed. Like, that was her solution for everything, which sometimes it felt a little intense. You're like, no, give me some medicine or do something. But looking back, she always reached for natural remedies first. And so... it's her father, and she was like, you know, he's not moving very well. I know PT and chiropractic can help him, and so that's kind of what started our journey.
So let's touch on a little bit about chiropractors, like their medical background and how you become a chiropractor. Because I feel like, I don't know, like when I was growing up, I never even like heard of a chiropractor, but now that I'm, you know, well, better versed in the wellness industry, I feel like chiropractors are so important, and people are like, every time I'm like, oh, you know, Lizzie isn't sleeping well, or I'm having pregnancy back pain, people are like messaging me like, see a chiropractor. So I'm really interested to know, you know, how you become a chiropractor. And then we'll talk about, you know, all the benefits of seeing one.
So you go to undergrad first, and then it's a four-year program after undergrad. So the school that I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic. It's actually the first chiropractic school that ever existed. And we do year-round, so the actual program takes about 3.5 years. We only have a couple-week breaks. We go throughout the summer. And so that is, when you graduate that, you're a doctor of chiropractic. And then additionally, I went through the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association to get a certification to take care of women and children. While we were in school, we learned a little bit about pediatrics and pregnancy, but I knew that that's really where I wanted to focus my attention and the practice that I wanted to build. And so I took additional courses and continuing education to really be able to specialize and help that population.
That's so interesting. So you knew that you wanted to really focus on like pregnancy and children. Why do you think like you like clung to that?
So I've always loved children. Even when I was little, like I remember being 6 years old and offering to babysit my little cousins. And so when I was in undergrad at KU, I actually was an afternoon preschool teacher for the Montessori school. And I always laugh because I had no idea what Montessori was when I started working there. and now I know, you know, once my husband and I have children, like I definitely want them to go to Montessori school or at least learn in that type of environment. And so that the Montessori families also were super health conscious. And so I laugh because I had no idea what soy milk was before I started babysitting the kids at Montessori school. I grew up in the Midwest and everything was like meat and potatoes. What's a vegetable? Who knows? And so that when I was at the Montessori school, I was helping a lot of children in primary, which is 3 to 6, and then babysitting for those families on the weekends. And that kind of led me into knowing that I wanted to work with that age group moving forward and whatever I decided to do. And so once I got to chiropractic school, that was the first time I had heard of pediatric chiropractic. And that's when I was like, oh, this makes the most sense for me for sure.
I love that. So what are some benefits of, let's start with children. What are some benefits of children and even, you know, newborns? I see you post pictures like of little babies, just like a couple days old, seeing a chiropractor.
So for our moms that we take care of during pregnancy, they typically, you know, because they realize the benefits for themselves during pregnancy, they typically will have their babies brought into the office within the first month after they're born. So for a newborn specifically, some of the issues they might be experiencing are constipation, colic, reflux. They might have an issue with latching. They might have an issue with turning their head completely to one side versus the other. And so traditionally, chiropractors don't treat anything. Like, I don't say that I treat head tilts. I don't say that I treat colic. But by aligning the spine and removing the nerve interference, the body's able to work the way that it was designed to. And so often after a baby's adjusted, you'll see that all of their systems start working better, their digestive system, their immune system. And that's really kind of just restoring homeostasis and restoring the natural ability for the body to heal itself is what helps them with all of those conditions.
That's so interesting to me. I actually heard that it also helps them sleep a little bit better. I don't know if that's just a little bit of like a perk of them being back into that homeostasis. But I'm definitely bringing Bryn to your office within the first month.
Yeah, I had a mom. It's I've been taking care of this baby for the last, I guess she just turned 4 weeks. So she came in for her first visit at 4 days old. And she had a head tilt. It was really noticeable by the pediatrician. The pediatrician was like, you know, go see a chiropractor. And I had already been taking care of mom during pregnancy. And so she was like, well, perfect. I was going to go there next anyways. But she just messaged me today because yesterday the baby's head tilt is more of a chronic condition where we've been working on it, but it's not 100% resolved yet. And so I really started implementing exercises for the mom to do at home. And she just messaged me. She was like, between the adjustment exercises, she slept 7 hours straight. And she's like, she hasn't done that since I brought her home from the hospital.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's more than the adjustment too in our office. You know, we focus a lot on what are we doing at home that can help you hold the adjustment, because we don't want you dependent on us. Like, yes, we're there to help you and to restore proper function, but we don't want every time something comes up that you have to rush into our office. We want you to be prepped at home so that you can do exercises or stretches at home to kind of help facilitate your healing as well.
I love that methodology. I was actually just talking to my sister about this because she has never seen a chiropractor either, and she was like, isn't it like bad to like constantly see a doctor like monthly, like just kind of in general, because then your body relies on it? And I was trying to explain to her that, you know, like chiropractic health is a little bit more sophisticated than just regular medicine, and that a lot of the chiropractic health is about, you know, the whole holistic body and everything. And it's just so amazing because, like I said, I really had no idea about anything about chiropractic health until fairly recently. And I'm so interested in and fascinated that every chiropractor I meet is so well versed in like complete wellness, not just like, here, take this pill. They're like, no, let's get to the root. Like, let's figure this out. So I would love to hear your take on that. Just from like your perspective.
Yeah, it's definitely at chiropractic school, I had mentioned a little bit about my experience with Montessori. That was kind of my first introduction into healthier ways of eating, I guess. And then in chiropractic school, we focus heavily on removing toxins from our life. So, you know, whether that's a physical toxin, an emotional toxin, we want to remove those. So that's why a lot of chiropractors care about detoxing your home and using greener products and utilizing other remedies other than, you know, prescription medications. They're great if you need them and it's an absolute last resort or, you know, obviously in a life-saving event, but not being completely dependent upon those just to get through your day-to-day life. And so a lot of us take extra courses in nutrition. Those just happen to also be our hobbies, right? Like holistic health is very all-encompassing. There's a lot of different things that fall under holistic health. And it just so happens, I guess, because most of us care about that, we find interest in that. And that ends up being, you know, once you kind of get in under holistic health and you learn about the birth process and you learn about the interventions that come along with that, you learn about feeding a baby and how baby food shouldn't even be a thing. Why aren't they just eating real food?
Yes.
And so, you know, it just opens up a whole new arena of things that you never even really thought about.
I totally agree with that. Now, just from like a little bit of like an ignorant perspective, I feel like people who've never been to the chiropractor before, or like myself, I've never brought my daughter to the chiropractor before. When you say adjustment, I think of
twisting and cracking.
Yes, like cracking your back. And like I feel like people, even when I said to my husband, like, oh, I want to take the girls to get adjusted, he was like, what? Like, and they don't need their back cracked. So can you just, like, give us a little bit of insight into, like, actually what you do with the newborns and babies?
For sure. With a newborn in particularly, it's mainly pressure points. And it's enough, it's the same pressure that you would use to test the ripeness of a tomato. It's very minimal pressure. The babies don't need a lot because they don't have all those additional stresses that we talked about. It's usually just a physical stress where one of their small bones is misaligned and it just takes the lightest pressure to help the body self-correct. And so that's one of the biggest misconceptions of chiropractic is that it's forceful. You lay on the table, you get twisted, cracked, pop, you know, and then you go on about your way. And in our office specifically, because we specialize in pediatrics and pregnancy, we're definitely more gentle, I think, than the average chiropractor. But our table allows for an adjustment too. So it doesn't have to be, a lot of patients actually don't say that they don't like the sound of being adjusted. Like they like the way it feels, but they don't like the sound. So we have a tool called an activator that essentially is a manual tool that we can use, to adjust the spine. Our table is a drop table, so the table can lift and drop to help adjust the spine as well. And then for those patients, you know, that are older, obviously, definitely not pediatrics, but older, or they have chronic pain, they tend to be the ones that a manual adjustment seems to be the most beneficial.
Now, what about pregnancy? What are some of the benefits of seeing a chiropractor during pregnancy? And do you kind of take the same approach, like the same gentle approach as you do with little ones, as you do with a mother carrying a little one?
Yes, definitely. So we're super gentle during pregnancy. A lot of times moms are like, how am I going to lay on the table with this belly in front of me? And our table has a swing away abdomen piece. So it actually moves so that it makes room for baby and you can lay face down. And then again, we can use the activator or the drop table depending on what mom needs. We also do some craniosacral therapy where it's just a very gentle hands-on approach. There's no twisting involved. We also will work on, there's a technique called Webster technique, and a lot of women who are pregnant, either their OB or their midwife or their doula or their yoga teacher tells them to reach out to a Webster certified chiropractor because that's a specific technique to align the pelvis. And when you align the pelvis during pregnancy, you help make more room for baby and allow for an easier delivery. And so a lot of times mom will call into our office if their baby's not in the right position, if they're transverse or they're breech. And they're like, I don't know why. I've never been to a chiropractor, but my OB says if I want the baby head down, I have to come in. And so we see a lot of women in our practice to help them get baby into the head down position. So I always like to say we are not in the business of turning babies, but we definitely focus on the pelvic inlet to open it up so the baby can get in the head down position.
Now, what about just like the average man or woman who want to see a chiropractor? How do you know that you may need an adjustment?
So obviously for the general population, their first sign is usually pain. So of course, we are more of a wellness office, but we definitely see patients who have chronic back pain, headaches, migraines, neck pain, mid-back pain. And so anytime you're sitting there and you just can feel like your range of motion, I like to use the example, for instance, when you're driving your car and you're trying to reverse or you're looking to turn, that's often when you're looking over your shoulder, you're kind of like, oh, that feels stuck. Or I actually can't look over my shoulder all the way. That's a good sign that you need an adjustment. But outside of pain, really overall, if an adult's not sleeping well, an adjustment can do wonders. Often we have people come in who have never been adjusted before. And I always tell them after your adjustment, just so you know, you might be a little hungrier and you might be a little sleepier. It's just your body healing. And they're like, yeah, okay. And the next day they text me and they're like, Dr. Swift, I slept for 12 hours last night. Like, this hasn't happened before. And it's amazing. Once you just facilitate your body's self-healing mechanism, what happens? Sleep is so healing and therapeutic for many things. And so when you're not sleeping well, a simple adjustment can help that drastically.
That's so funny. I feel like I'm going to need to make sure I go on a Friday so I can sleep in the next day. So with all this like craziness going on with the pandemic, how has the quarantine like really, I guess, affected the industry? And are you seeing more people come in, less people come in? I mean, I would presume people are like on their phones and computers more, being stuck inside. Like, does that trigger more?
So we definitely at the beginning of coronavirus, you know, we saw a decrease because I think there were so many unknowns and fear was at an all-time high. People were scared to leave their house. And it just was like, okay, I'm not going to go somewhere where somebody else touches me. You know, that just doesn't seem like it makes sense. But I think as more information comes out about the coronavirus, people are feeling more confident to leave their homes. The restrictions statewide are getting lifted. We actually never closed our office. We stayed open and just implemented new procedures on cleaning and sanitizing. And we're a busy office, so we had to space out appointments quite a bit. And that's kind of how we transitioned. And now more so the last week or two, we're getting back to where we're still sanitizing and all of that, but definitely more patients are reaching out. I do think, though, however, you know, I did a post on my Instagram how everyone's finally concerned with the soil instead of the seed. And it just goes to show, I think this whole situation has made people realize how vital their health is. And, you know, especially with comorbidities being affected worse with coronavirus, people are now wanting to make sure they exercise, they take good supplements, they're keeping their bodies moving. And chiropractic is huge for that. It's essentially what our profession was founded on, was like whole body healing and making sure that you're moving, making sure that you're taking care of your body. And so I think more than ever, you know, we've had a ton of new patients reaching out being like, hey, I got to get in and see a chiropractor. You guys come highly referred. And I think even towards the end of the year, as we prepare for the fall, more and more people are going to be reaching out because they just realize I want to be in charge of my health and I want to be as proactive about my health as I can be.
Yeah, and that's so powerful. And I think that's what's been like most frustrating sitting in quarantine is just seeing the lack of proactiveness by people to, you know, boost their immune system. Like you said, seeing a chiropractor and taking supplements and, you know, just taking care of your body the best so it's properly functioning to its best ability. So, you know.
Absolutely. And people also, I think because of working, because chiropractic not only helps with physical stress, but it helps with emotional stress. When your body can adapt to stress better, you're better off. And so I think more than anything, people during quarantine have had a overload of emotional stress, myself included, as you can imagine, owning several businesses. And yeah. My husband's also a small business owner. And so we've had an insurmountable amount of stress. And honestly, I say that working out and getting adjusted every week has honestly helped me stay sane, just because I feel like it's a reboot, you know, it's able to get back in alignment and be able to focus on the positive and moving forward.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I feel like, I hope that, you know, everyone's eyes kind of open up a little bit after this, and they're definitely more proactive, like you seem to say that they are.
Me too. We can hope for the best.
Yes. Trying to be positive. So I want to also touch on a little bit about some of your other businesses and other natural living, healthy habits that you also chat a lot about. Because not only do you have the circle of life, but you also, you know, have your own personal motivational Instagram. And I would just love to know a little bit more about those aspects of you too.
Sure. So I recently created the Holistic Circle on Instagram, and it essentially is a community of women who want more out of life. So they want to be healthier, and they also care about, you know, making their life better and creating the life that they want. And for me, my number one passions are chiropractic, and then living the life of my dreams and helping other women do the same. And so for me, I created the Holistic Circle as a place to chat, similar to you, like chat about healthy products that other people might not know about. All the stuff you post, the minute you post it, I go and I'm like, oh my gosh, if she likes this, I need to see what it is. You know all the good stuff.
Thank you.
But similar, like I care about healthier products, you know, I'm a fellow Beauty Counter girl too. I love Beauty Counter. And so in addition to that, I also help other chiropractors and small business owners grow their businesses. So I'm a business coach with a company called Black Diamond Club. And it's made up primarily of chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists. And then we have a side of like all marketing. There's a lot of videographers in there, website developers, and that sort of thing. It's essentially compromised of entrepreneurs. And it's a great collective. We all support each other. We all, you know, try to support each other's businesses and offer any insight to the struggles that they may have. And so through the Black Diamond Club, I have a few private clients that I help with that. And then mainly on my personal Instagram, I just like to post motivating stuff that, you know, helps me get through like the day-to-day stress or the day-to-day stress of being an entrepreneur and what that's like. Recently, my husband and I decided to get into real estate. And so that's been a huge learning curve for us. It's been really fun to learn about rental properties and that sort of thing. And it's essentially the reason why we kind of want to diversify outside of chiropractic is chiropractic is my number one passion. But, you know, we don't have children yet either, and I want to, the first few years of my practice, I would work 6-7 days a week. You know, there wasn't a lot of free time. And so, obviously, I want to be at home a little bit more once we start having children. And so just diversifying outside of healthcare allows for us not to have to be in person as much, if that makes sense.
I love that you have such a bigger picture view on life, because I feel like that's so hard. It's so hard to step into that mentality, but to juggle that on top of being, you know, a doctor and then stepping into a major industry such as real estate and having that like motivational soul aspect of it, I definitely think that's amazing and that's something special.
Thank you. I like to say it's a lot of self-inflicted pressure, but I tend to do better under that. My husband and I were just chatting, and because of Corona, you know, our schedules have slowed down a little bit. And while a lot of people are basking in the extra time and they're like, this is amazing, like my husband and I, we've definitely enjoyed more time together. But I'm the personality that I tend to do better the busier I am. And so it's almost like when I don't have enough to do, it almost paralyzes me. And so it's good because the last few weeks as the office gets busier and my private clients are getting busier too, it's allowed my schedule to bump up a little bit. And so I'm like, okay, I finally feel like I'm getting back into the groove and able to take on more projects.
Which is such like a breath of fresh air to like, even though it's, we're like not at that normalcy yet, but just to like get a little piece of it, you're like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You're like, okay, this is a good sign, a step in the right direction.
Yeah. So I did want to ask you, what are some of your, I guess, recommendations when it comes to podcasts or books or favorites of yours? Because I always see you posting, you know, different motivational things. So I'd love for you to give us some
So I love Jay Shetty on Instagram. He has a podcast. I love your podcast and your Instagram. There's a woman named I Am Taylor Simpson on Instagram. She has a podcast. It used to be called Abundant AF. I don't know if that's what it's still called, but she does a great job of talking about manifesting and just staying in that abundant mindset. I also love Manifestation Babe on Instagram. She's good for manifesting that dream life. And then if you are an entrepreneur or you run a podcast or a blog similar to you, I really love Rachel Bell. She is a marketing guru. She's just phenomenal. And she recently created her own podcast, Payday with Ray Ray. And she talks a lot about online entrepreneurs and how they can scale their businesses as well.
Ooh, those sound like all good ones. I don't think I follow any of them, so I'm going to have to go find them. So where can everybody find you on social media? Where can they contact you? Give us everything. Everything you got.
My personal Insta is Dr. Steph Wigner. My community of like-minded women is the Holistic Circle. And then obviously my office is Circle of Life Cairo. Our websites are listed on our Instagrams, and you can hit us up on any of them.
Perfect. And I do have one last question for you.
Sure.
I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Of kombucha, watermelon.
Ooh, that's like the perfect summertime kombucha.
It is. It's so refreshing. It's like my husband and I are addicted. Every time we go to the grocery store, we like buy them out of watermelon kombucha.
Ah. So good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Steph. I'm so glad that we were finally able to connect, and I'm definitely going to be calling you guys ASAP so we can reschedule our appointment.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.